Base core offer any moichalach. The person tells his friend that he's selling him a base core mid the bechevel, but he says that it's going to be measured by a rope. The way they used to measure things was by ropes then. Piches kolshu yinaka. So if it's less than a base core, any amount, since they specify that it's exactly a base core, he has to take it off of the purchase price. Hoser kolshu yachser. And if there's anything more than that, the buyer has to pay back either the land itself, the extra land, or extra money. Im omar hein choser hein yasser. But if the seller said that whether it could be a little bit less or more, afilu piches rova lasa o hoser rova lasa higio. Even if it's less than rova lasa of a base core, rova lasa, a quarter of a saw, so there are six saws in a base core, so a quarter of a saw, which would end up being 1/24th of a base core. So if it's less than 1/24th, or if it's more than 1/24th of a base core, higio. Since it wasn't exact, whoever gained or lost, that's the way it is. It doesn't get added or subtracted to the sale. And the Rav says that the reason we didn't just say 1/24th, or i.e. 7.5 kav for every core, which is 1/24th, the reason we didn't say it that way is because sometimes the sales of land are for less than a base core. So we wanted to show you the proportion and the ratio so you know how to apply it for every sale. Yoser mikan, but if it's more than this, more than 7.5, yasa cheshbon, then you should make a cheshbon. And when you make this cheshbon to see whether it was more or less, mahu machzer lo maus. But if it's more than this, when you do make the cheshbon, when you actually have to return it to the seller, you don't return the seller land. You return him money. Because if you return him land, the yad of the mochers al elyono, the reason you don't return him land is because what's he going to do with a tiny amount of property? It's very hard to work with a tiny amount of property. So if it's a tiny bit more, a little bit more, then you always return the seller money. But if the seller wants it, and he wants that land, so then you return him land. It's up to the seller. So why did we say that you should return money? To strengthen the koch of the mocher, like we just said. Shimshir besada beis tishakabin. Now this is a little different. That if the case was where now you left a field that was, where now the extra amount on the field was 9 kabin extra, as opposed to the 7.5, meaning from 7.5 to 9, you do what we just said. But if it's 9 or above, uvagina, and a garden beis chatzi kav, where the extra amount was a chatzi kav, uchadiv Rabbi Akiva beis rova, or in a garden the extra amount is a beis rova, all these examples like we had in the beginning of the Masechta were enough where if a person had a partner, you can divide it, and this amount of a shear was enough that it was a field or a garden in itself, so therefore you would divide it, that you would have for yourself after you divided this amount of a shear. So if this amount, a substantial amount was left over, 9 kabin for a sada, and so on and so forth, machzer lo es hakarka. Now we don't say that the hand of the seller is al yona, because now when you return it to him, the extra amount, we don't force you to pay money. Now you can pay land, because the land you're paying, not like we said before, the land you're paying now is substantial. So you don't have to pay him money. You can pay him land. You can pay him the extra land back to him and give it back to him if you want to. And when you actually do give him back anything, even in the previous cases, when it's a little extra, once you return the land, you're not just returning the extra behind the 1/6 of a saw. Even if it's more than 7.5 kabin for a base core, you would think that you would return to him everything beyond the extra. In other words, anything beyond 7.5 and up. So the Mishnah is telling us that when you actually return it, once you start returning, you return all of the extra, including the 7.5 kav, meaning the 1/24th. So normally, if it's up to 1/24th and he's not specific, right, then we said you don't have to do anything. If it's more than 1/24th, when I say 1/24th, that's the same thing as saying 7.5 kav. So from 7.5 kav till 9 kav, anything above that, you give back not only that little extra, but also all of the extra, including the 7.5 kav. So anytime you're giving back, you give back everything. And if it's from 7.5 to 9, we said, then you give him back money, and then above 9, you give him back land.